This weekend, a movie about one of Pennsylvania's most sensational murder cases opens in theaters. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the reason John DuPont killed David Schultz in 1996 was never determined.
When John DuPont, heir to the vast DuPont fortune, went on trial for killing Olympic wrestler David Schultz, both the prosecution and the defense agreed that he was deranged. DuPont believed the trees on his 400-acre estate in Newtown Square, Foxcatcher Farm, could move. And he also installed razor wire inside his mansion because he was certain that spies were crawling inside the walls. Bill Ordean followed the case for the Philadelphia Inquirer for several years, and he says DuPont also thought of himself as a mastermind of competitive wrestling.
He sort of held himself out as the coach of world-class wrestlers. When in fact, you know, his coaching abilities were somewhat limited.
Through his dedication to wrestling and his $100 million fortune, DuPont turned his Foxcatcher estate into a state-of-the-art training facility, one of the best in the country. The new movie, called Foxcatcher, stars Steve Carell.
Mother, I am leading men. I am training them. I am teaching them. I am giving them a dream. And I am giving America hope.
The trial that followed the killing never determined why DuPont turned on Schultz. As DuPont descended into his mental illness, Ordean believes he became jealous of Schultz, who garnered more respect in the wrestling world.
The tragedy of all this is that one person who could rein him in was David Schultz. David Schultz was the guy who could kind of keep Foxcatcher on track.
DuPont died in prison in 2010 after serving 13 years of a 30-year sentence. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.